Okay, would you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Frances Bertain, 135-680.
Thank you, ma'am. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. Now, you were notified about this hearing on February 5th, it looks like, and you signed a form. Remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form was listed your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
Myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right, right on the, not the very end, the next seat in, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side there is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room today the Honorable Mr. Turner. There he is. He is a parole officer with the Department of Corrections. So we'll represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Ms. Partain and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, do you so affirm? Ms. Partain?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do, and I need to make an amendment.
An amendment? Okay. What would that
the
be?
The date of offense shows 2/17/2013.
Yes.
It should actually reflect 8/16/2008.
Wow. Okay. 8/16/08. Okay, on this part, we made a pen and ink change to the warrant. It just had the wrong offense date. I just want to make sure you're aware of that.
Yes.
Okay. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, Ms. Partain, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked.
Okay.
So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation, and I'll just need you to respond if it's true or false. Okay, so we'll start phase one, and the allegation is you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 4th, 2018, as directed on September 28th, 2018. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision. Ms. Partain, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true.
That's true? Okay, ma'am, thank you. Based on Ms. Partain's admission, then I move to find her delinquent, as she did violate terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
All right, motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Ms. Partain, we'll move to phase two of your hearing. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to just fill us in with some background information. So just remain on the line. We'll be right back to ask you some questions and talk with you a little bit more. Okay, ma'am? Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Partain was released from ADC custody on 9/27/2018 and arrested on 1/2/2019 by the Casperan Police Department. No new charges were noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 1/10/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 4/27/2019 with 90 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994, fraudulent schemes, artifacts, 3 years. 2004, aggravated DUI, 4 months. 2008, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. This is her third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2000, TIS release, completed 8 months. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2002, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G1, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Partain, we have just a very brief written summary of what happened when you were on supervision. And it looks like you were initially released homeless, but by September 28th, the next day, it looks like you were able to live with your, to move in with your son and your daughter-in-law in Casa Grande, is that correct?
Well, actually, I moved in with them right away.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones was aware that I had an address, so I don't know why he put me out as homeless. They came and picked me up.
Okay, well, it's just showing initially, maybe
right.
Maybe they, well, that was probably while they were trying to figure out where you're going to go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not real sure, because they called my son and verified that I lived there.
Is that the where you remained the whole time that you were on supervision?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you work? Were you working at all? Or?
No, ma'am. I am dying of congestive heart failure. I was in and out of the hospital continuously, which I have been since I've been back also.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. You were also referred to task, but it doesn't look like any samples came up.
No.
Any sample was required. So again, it looks like you, just looking at your past, it looks like you've had some struggles with alcohol. Is that?
I used to, but I haven't drank in years. And to be honest with you, that was back whenever I was married, putting up with a whole lot of physical abuse.
Okay. How long have you been
years.
How long have you been sober?
I have been drinking over 9 years.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. Years sober.
I can't drink and deal with heart failure also.
Exactly. Right. You've got enough on your plate. Okay.
Yeah, I'm out of that abuse. I've rebuilt my relationship with my two sons, my five grandchildren.
So you have another son besides Joshua?
Yes, ma'am.
And where's he? Does he live in Casa Grande?
Yes, right.
Oh, good. Okay, so and so all your grandkids are kind of right in that area?
Yeah, it would be 15 minutes apart.
Good. Okay, so you get to see them quite often. So now,
yes. What
happened that you disappeared on us for 90 days? What happened? What was going on?
I was in and out of the hospital, and I repeatedly called Ms. Morenez. My son did, my sister did. The last contact she had with me, my sister told her, said, Frances is really sick, I'm going to have to take her to the hospital. And I noticed that she put on there, that she called Banner and Pinal County Sheriff. Ma'am, I don't go to Banner Hospital. If anybody had my records, they could conflict on it. All my hospital visits are done at Mountain Vista, because that's where I've had my two massive heart attacks done.
Well, let me ask Mr. Turner to look at your record. He has access. That's why we have him in here. It's very handy. Adam, access to your record. So we'll look right now.
Okay.
See what we can see.
Yes, ma'am. On 10/18/2018, it's documented that Ms. Martinez attempted to locate the offender by calling her son at 480-483-2448. There was no answer. A message was left requesting a return phone call today, 10/18/2018, before 1700 hours. On 10/24/18, attempted to make a face-to-face visit with the offender at the offender's approved residence of 11213 West Monte Carlo Lane, mm-hmm. Casa Grande. There was no answer. A violation letter was delivered. The letter directed the offender to report to the Mesa Regional Probe Office on 10/25/2018, no later than 900 hours.
Okay. So, Ms. Partain, did you, that's the address where you were. Did your son or your daughter-in-law give you the letter?
No. They said they never received no letter. And my son himself said, Mom, if I'd gotten a letter, I'd have told you right away. He said, we brought that to the hospital to you.
Well, I figured that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, Mom, I have no reason. He said, we want you here. He said, we know we're losing you soon, and we want you here with us. We want to be part of your life once you got left.
So, Ms. Partain, what was happening when the Casa Grande PD picked you up? Why did you come to their attention?
I just told them, you know what, I know I've got a warrant, and I'm going to end up in the hospital anyways. I want to go ahead and go back and try to get all this taken care of.
So you turned yourself in?
Basically, yeah.
Were you at home? Where were you?
No, I was uptown at a friend's house.
So you were at a friend's house, and then you called them?
I was visiting a friend and my niece.
Okay, and
did you call? And they came up and questioned me, and I had my name, and I told them, yeah. and they had to take me, and I already knew, you know, my heart was messing up. So they had to take me straight from there to the hospital. And from the hospital, they picked me up there, took me to Pinal County, and then from Pinal County, I went straight back to Mountain Vista, where DOC had to come and sit on me for 3 days because I had my seventh stent put in.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Do you have a question? Anyone have a question? Okay, Ms. Partain, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider that you haven't told us already?
Yes, ma'am. I am dying of congestive heart failure. I've been 911 out of here twice already. My blood pressure is bottoming out. I can no longer take nitroglycerin for the heart because of the blood pressure bottoming out. And I go unconscious and they have to 911 me out immediately. I just have less than 60 days and I know I'm getting weaker and weaker. I'm already in a wheelchair. They deliver my meals to my bed. I just want to go home and die with my children and grandchildren. I haven't broken no more laws. I have no reason to. I'm
home with my family. Okay, Ms. Partain, thank you. The board's going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you in just a moment.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. I certainly feel badly for Ms. Partain's health issues. Thankfully, she's not drinking anymore and hasn't for 9 years because that would be very bad for her current situation. I am concerned about 90 days absconding and also the circumstances in which she was picked up. She didn't exactly turn herself in. She is facing serious health issues. However, if she wanted to apply for a commutation of sentence under imminent danger of death, that would be the route to go if she wishes to concern, you know, to be considered for health reasons. But because of the 90 days absconding at this point, I cannot recommend return to community supervision, but I would certainly listen to any thoughts, fellow board members. Any other thoughts? I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018W3134, or conversation with Ms. Partain, information for Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Partain was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 90 days, during which time her parole officer could not monitor her activities.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agree, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Ray. Okay, Ms. Partain, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, ma'am. And I know that's not what you wanted to hear today, but I will tell you there's a mechanism which you should look into and talk to your CO3, and that would be a commutation of sentence. There's an application for it. You can fill it out tomorrow and send that into the Department of Corrections through your counselor. And what that does is that requests, through this board, the board would listen to your case and then make a recommendation to the governor, who's the only person who can actually commute your sentence. But in situations like this, that is the proper way. If you're concerned about imminent danger of death, that would be the way to go on this. So we certainly wish you the best, ma'am, and appreciate your participating today. We are showing you the release date of April 27th. I think you already knew that, though.
Yes,
ma'am. So best of luck to you, ma'am, and this will conclude your hearing, and we'd appreciate it. Would you just let the CO3 know you're finished and maybe have the CO3 come back on the line for us?
All right. Thank
you. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.